T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
Good afternoon. In for Mike Simpson and Karen Adams, I'm Jim Thornton. Our top local story is, of course, the weather. And there's some progress for travelers who've been struck trying to get through the grapevine, but don't call this storm done yet. We begin our in-depth team coverage on the storm with meteorologist Jeff Eno at the Weather Channel. Jeff, this is the coldest and rainiest Thanksgiving I remember. I've been here since the 80s.
Wow. That's going back, let's see, 10 to 30 years.
30-something years.
Wow.
Bingo.
Okay. Yeah, this one is definitely an overachiever. We've seen some very hefty snowfall amounts, and, of course, the rain is the big story. Now, a little bit of good news mixing in. We're watching radar and watching some clearing here, but there's still some rain offshore that will make an impact. So we're not done, like you said, by a long shot. We're still looking at additional rainfall amounts ranging between maybe a tenth of an inch to a half an inch, and maybe some spots going a little bit higher than that. But again, a little bit of a break. We have seen some of the urban and small stream flood advisories drop, but still we've got one for East Central LA County until 3:15. And of course, we do have the flash flood watch still in place.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate it. Yeah, the wet, well-basted turkey is not necessarily a consolation. Some Thanksgiving travel plans went out the window this morning when the snowfall forced the closure of the 5 freeway north of Castaic.
Drivers heading north up I-5 early today suddenly found themselves in a sea of red brake lights as the freeway was shut down in both directions because of the storm. Cars were forced off the road in Castaic, and some used the new gate in the middle of I-5 to head back south toward Los Angeles.
This is a way to turn around a large number of cars and trucks, even very large trucks.
He's with Caltrans. The new turnaround gate, though, seemed to do the trick by keeping Castaic from being jammed with hundreds of cars and big rigs. In Castaic, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, the CHP says north and southbound lanes are now open. Travel through the Cajon Pass is slow right now at 307 as Caltrans and the CHP are escorting cars because of this big storm. The pass and high desert are getting snow. The escorts are set to continue into the evening. Caltrans spokeswoman Terry Kasinga tells KNX the mountains are again dealing with blizzard-like conditions.
We suggest that if you have to go up there, remember you must bring your chains, but we're not advising travel right now until the storm blows over. It is going to be snowing throughout the night. Our suggestion is to wait until tomorrow, if at all possible.
These storms are helping snuff out the cave fire above Santa Barbara, but Santa Barbara County Fire spokesman Mike Eliason tells KNX the 3,100-acre fire is not out yet.
Believe it or not, there's still some smokes that are still visible in the lower elevations that need to be go out to and get rooted out and get put so they're completely out. But for the most part, it's looking really good. We've let a lot of resources go. So they're either home now or on their way home.
The cave fire is officially listed as 40% contained, but that number is expected to climb, the containment number we're talking about here. Pink Tacos served up a traditional Thanksgiving meal today for more than 100 people from shelters throughout the L.A. area.
This spot on the Sunset Strip was open just for clients from Six Path Shelters.
Very L.A., right? Very exclusive on Thanksgiving.
I thought it was fabulous.
Michelle was impressed by more than the food.
You know what I was surprised with? How nice and friendly the people were here. Everyone was exceptional, really.
Okay.
Even the youngsters that were here, the kids, so well-mannered and well-trained. Girl, home training is what it was, you know?
Pink Taco CEO Randy Sharp says staffers volunteer to work the event.
And usually there's a line out the door of people who want to volunteer. They can come or they can stay home with their families. It's their choice.
Michelle was grateful for the party and a lot of other things.
I'm grateful to still be here. Yeah. Still be here and for my family and friends that I still have with me. And I'm grateful for my city, Los Angeles, because I'm a native. I've had a couple of tours of being homeless.
Okay.
So, but this is it for me.
Okay.
I'm going to be going in. I've received my place. Just waiting for all the paperwork, the process of it.
She's hoping to move into her new home by Christmas. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Midnight Mission hosted its annual Thanksgiving brunch on Skid Row. The rain again, the rain this time, pushed the event indoors this year, but the mission says that didn't stop volunteers and others from helping homeless people and others struggling to get by. Joey Weinert with the mission tells KNX the organization feeds people daily, but says big events like this bring out the best in everyone.
It reminds us and reminds the people that we're working with on the streets that we are a community here, that we do care. We're not just doing this. We're not just coming in and collecting a paycheck and just doing our job. We care about what we're doing here. We want to remind the people from the community that we're all in this together.
Weinert says about 1,000 people got a nice holiday meal this year. Relief may be in store soon for drivers who want to use Hacienda Road to connect between the San Gabriel Valley and Orange County. It's a big workaround for a lot of folks. Officials say it may reopen early next year now that the last phase of repairs have started. Drivers have called the eight-month closure a disaster. Around 30,000 people who take the route on a daily basis have had to find alternatives, causing a lot of headaches because there really aren't many alternatives around that area. Sections of the road were closed due to dangers of a possible landslide. City officials say they still have to replace some soil before the road gets reopened.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.